The whites and their offspring attempted to force Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, into the false belief that whites are capable of attaining divine enlightenment. They forced this false belief by manufacturing a fictional spiritual teacher and claimed that it had attained divine enlightenment. They also claimed that it had incarnated to teach the world the way to enlightenment or union with God and the end of all suffering. The whites and their offspring attempted to take Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, away from our actual means of attuning ourselves to the Supreme Being through the agency of the goddesses and gods and our ancestral spirits, and force us into accepting the false divinity represented by their fictional white character and the false teachings attached to it. This they hoped would force Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, into the false belief that the whites are capable of spiritual perfection and that we should therefore accept them and follow their instruction. The fictional white character was called Buddha. Buddha never existed. The name Buddha is a name the whites stole from the god Ptah. In the language of Kemet, the name Ptah means maker, fashioner, former. The god Ptah is the spirit force in creation that gives form to the divine life energy of the great spirit, Ra, Raet. Ptah took the energy of the great spirit and fashioned it into the various spiritual and physical forms of plants, animals, minerals, humans, planets, stars, nature spirits, goddesses and gods. Ptah is the spirit force in creation, operating through the innermost core of all stars, the innermost core of the sun, the innermost core of the earth. In your body, Ptah operates through your brain. In your spirit, Ptah is the force that takes the spiritual power moving through you and fashions it into a form that you can use to execute your function in the world. Just as the brain formulates the functions, the actions, the movements of the entire body, so does Ptah formulate the function, the action, the movement of the spiritual power moving through you. While Ra, Raet, the great spirit, is the divine living energy moving within you, giving you life, and Heru is the force that regulates the flow of this spiritual energy within you. Ptah is the force that fashions this spiritual energy into specific forms which carry the power to accomplish your specific objectives. Ptah is the force that takes the energy moving through you and forms it into muscular energy so that you can walk, run, move. Ptah is the force that takes the energy moving through you and forms it into digestive energy so that you can digest your food and be nourished by it. Ptah takes the energy moving through you and forms it into mental energy so that you can study, listen, understand, and communicate. Ptah is the force within you that takes the energy moving through you and forms it into sexual energy so that you can procreate with your spouse and bring life into the world again. Ptah's functioning in your spirit and body are a reflection of his functioning in creation. He is the spirit force in creation, formulating the functions, the actions, the movements of the divine life energy moving through all things in creation. Ptah takes the divine life energy of the great spirit, Ra, Raet, which moves through all things and shapes it into forms that your organs, structures, cells, your spirit can use. He shapes the divine life energy of Ra, Raet, into forms that the planets and stars can use. He operates through the innermost core of all things. He shapes the divine life energy of Ra, Raet, into forms capable of executing the order of Amen, Amennet. As Ptah functions in creation, he shows us how to function, act, move through creation. Because he is the force fashioning the life energy of humans, plants, animals, minerals, into forms capable of executing the divine order, Ptah has the title Neb-Ankh. In the language of Kemet, Neb means master and Ankh means life. The title Ptah Neb-Ankh means Ptah, the master of life or life master. As the spirit force in creation who takes the divine life energy of the great spirit, Ra, Raet, and shapes and fashions it into the various life forms in creation, Ptah is the master of life. For thousands and thousands of years, Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, have communicated with the god Ptah and invoked his spirit under the title Ptah Neb-Ankh. The whites corrupted the name Ptah into Ptah and Buddha. They took the title Neb-Ankh, Master of Life, or Life Master, and applied it to the fictional white character. Ptah Neb Ankh, or Ptah Life Master, was corrupted into Buddha the Life Master, or Buddha the Sage, Sage meaning Life Master. Sage is a corruption of the term Sesha, which means learned one, skilled one, wise one in the language of Kemet. Sesha was another title of Ptah. The whites took the knowledge of the god Ptah, a divine spirit force operating through the innermost core of the sun, the earth, your brain, and the formative power of your spirit, and applied it to their fictional white male character. For thousands and thousands of years, the temples of Kemet have included the statement Nuk Panuk, which is carved in the walls. In the language of Kemet, Nuk means I exist as, I am. Pun means this, that, or who, what. Nuk Panuk thus means I am who I am that I am, I exist as that which I am. This statement of identity, Nuk Panuk, I exist as that which I am, focuses Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, on the fact that we exist as who we are, as defined by the Supreme Being. We are to be who we are and not attempt to imitate anything other than who we are. Because we are created by the Supreme Being to execute a specific function in creation, to exist and act according to who we truly are, is to participate in divine order. To embrace the reality of Nuk Panuk is to function properly in the world. This statement was carved in temples of Kemet and repeated through speech, chant, and song amongst the ancestral clans of Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, in order to properly align and realign our spirits with our souls. The whites corrupted this realization of who we truly are, Nuk Panuk, into Nupanu, Nurpanu, Nurbana, and Nibbana. Nibbana is also pronounced Nirvana by the whites. The god Ptah fashions the divine life energy in creation into the various life forms existing in creation. He is thus the divine spirit force who makes us who we are. He is the spirit force that fashions our physical and spiritual bodies, and they are unique to us. He is the spirit force that fashions our thought forms, and our thoughts are unique to us. Because our divinely given functions in the world are different from one another, Ptah fashions our physical bodies, our spirit bodies, our thought forms, into forms that differ from one another. Ptah upholds the divine order of Amen Amennet, as he fashions the forms of all things in creation, and it is therefore through Ptah that we can embrace the realization of who we are. It is through the forms within which we exist that we can understand and realize we are who we are. We exist as that which we are. It is through Ptah that we can embrace the reality of Nuk Panuk, I exist as that which I am. The whites applied this knowledge of the god Ptah to their fictional white character. They claim it is through Buddha that we can embrace the reality of Nibbana or Nirvana. The whites taught that their fictional character Buddha was born of a virgin named Mahamaya or Maya. This is another perversion of the birth of Heru by the virgin Aset Merit. Maya, the name applied to the fictional virgin mother of Buddha, is a version of Maria, Marie, Mary, and Merit. The fictional character Buddha was also made to be the son of a king, which is another perversion of the story of Heru, as Heru was the son of the king Asar and the queen Aset. The fictional wife and son of Buddha is stolen from the knowledge of the gods and goddesses, where the god Ptah has a wife, the goddess Sekhet, and a son, the god Nefertum. Ptah, being the spirit force that gives form to the divine life energy in creation, also inherited the title Ka. Ptah functions as the fashioner of the world, and his sacred city in Kemet is called Hat Ptah Ka, meaning house, hat, of Ptah's soul, Ka. Because Ptah was sometimes pronounced Ptah, Hat Ptah Ka, the name of the sacred city of the god, was sometimes pronounced Hat Ptah Ka. Hat Ptah Ka is the region where the god Ptah fashioned the landmass of earth. The primordial black hill, the earthly Ka, Kaet, which was raised up out of the primordial ocean to become the landmass of planet Earth, was fashioned by Ptah into the Earth's surface. The central region of his work of fashioning the landmass is the city of Hat Ptah Ka. because the spirit force of Ptah centered his operation in this particular region. This region was called his house, or Hat. It is in this house, or Hat, that the soul, Ka, of Ptah dwells as he fashions the earth's landmass. The names Hat-Ptah-Ka, or Hat-Ptah-Ka, and Afurah-Ka refer to the same landmass and have fundamentally the same meaning, while Hat-Ptah-Ka, or Hat-Ptah-Ka, is a name showing how the first emerging landmass of earth took and maintains its form through Ptah. Afurah-Ka, Afurah-Kait, is a name showing how the Great Spirit infused life and sustains life within the landmass by operating through it. Buddha never existed. The whites applied the knowledge of Ptah to their fictional character Buddha. None of the whites and their offspring have attained spiritual perfection, and they are not capable of attaining spiritual perfection. They have not incarnated as enlightened beings to teach release from the world of suffering. They only incarnate as spirits of disorder, contributing to suffering in the world, yet only when we allow them to influence our thoughts and behavior.